This is Marguerite Rigoglioso of Seven Sisters Mystery School, and I'm working today with the energy, the archetype, the goddess of peace. The Greeks knew her to be a living being. They saw all of the qualities as actual goddesses or gods, and this is reflected in Gnostic stories. So all of the big concepts like love and fear and sexuality and, even down to detail types of fears like horror, which had its particular kind of valence or energy, were seen as literal interdimensional beings. And so peace is one of them, and in the Greek tradition, she was known as Irene, which we transliterate as E-I-R-E-N-E, Irene. And I've talked about Irene before. Years ago, I wrote about her. But today we're going to explore, work with her, and open to her in an energetic way, because what I'm receiving is that this is so important for our time. We are going to be going through a cycle of further eclipses and starry configurations that could pose challenges. And we are seeing these challenges all around us in weather and seasons flipping around and no longer being in their full cycles. We are seeing this in chaos regarding other weather aberrations, chaos regarding public figures, chaos regarding how we're treating one another personally and culturally. It's a very, very intensified time that is just ratcheting up more and more and more and more. So today we're going to explore peace, Irene. She is a very, very important goddess to dwell with and let indwell in you during this time. It is important to cultivate a peace practice, an Irene practice. A lot of our meditation practices are implicitly designed to cultivate peace, which is wonderful. And when we go that extra step of acknowledging this great being as she is in and around us, and she does carry a female valence, it intensifies our ability to hold and embody and enjoy peace even more. And we think of other Western symbols of peace, the olive branch, the dove, and so forth. These are, so you know, you want to eat a lot of olives during this time, all right? That's something Marguerite's not going to tell you. But we're saying, you know, get your favorite kind of, that's why they're having olive bars. Did you notice the developments of olive bars at the same time that all of this world chaos is starting to break loose with? Okay, climate change and olive bars. There's a connection here, all right? You want to have olives. Every time you look at an olive bar, it could be a signal to you. Oh my God, the olive branch, the peace. And in the middle of neon lights, in a crowded grocery store, you can invoke peace by just seeing olives all around you. All right, so this is a tool, a technique. Okay, thank you, Gloria and Sylvia, for that. As we know, I've been working with the image of the dove. I was granted the name, the spirit name Dove, and now I'm seeing there are further iterations of this in addition to the dove being the symbol of the oracle and the symbol of the beautiful feminine. It is the symbol of peace. So you can turn your attention to olives, olive branches, olive trees, doves, and Irene, in order to deepen your connection with your sense of peace in your life. And we're just going to take a moment here to close our eyes and take an in-breath and an out-breath. The very in-breath, out-breath is a manifestation of peace. When it is done properly in alignment with the natural way of the body, literally the inhale-exhale process, again, when done properly, is a peace practice. And it is to be done with an intention of and a process of relaxing the body. So again, with our eyes closed, just take a deep inhale and exhale. And continue this process of slow inhaling and slow exhaling. And what can enhance the sense of peace is the exhaling longer than the inhale. So you might do a count of 5 on the inhale and a count of 7 or 8 on the exhale if you wish. Inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pause. Inhaling. Exhaling. And just keep doing this. Inhaling. Pause. Exhaling a little longer. Pause and inhaling. And as you are engaging in your peace practice, I'm going to be helping assist you with some further ideas, concept thoughts, and understanding about peace. Things in our world have been designed by adversarial forces to create tension and fear, which interrupts us from our peace cycles. This goes down to the money system, the pace of things that has intensified through now the use of devices, which has us multitasking continually, both in the outer world and in the domain of the device itself. We're usually never doing one thing, we're doing multiple things at the same time. This can create a tension in the body. Looking at the media creates a kind of attention in the body. Focusing on the fear thought forms that are being promoted in the media and that hook into our own fears about our money, our fears about our health, our fears about our well-being, our fears about our future are all things that intensify. So just even as you're listening, just keep allowing for the inhale and the longer exhale to happen. Continue to relax and release your body. Continue to relax and release your body. Continue to come to the place of calm, the place of softness in the muscles, the place of full natural breathing. This is what will help you with a sense of peace and doing things that engender peace, like walking in nature, in quiet locations. Quiet is another mother of peace. So just continue to breathe, knowing that the more you bring this peace practice into your life, the more you spread peace into the world. What you do is connected through the fibers of the hologram and the fractal world to all others, all other beings, all other situations. And by instilling more peace in you, in yourself, you instill more peace into the world. We can calm down. We can look at things in a different way. We can realize, in some senses, problems are not the problems we thought they were. Or problems can have different solutions that are peace-based. Peace and love are deep sisters. Love fosters peace, and peace fosters love in a figure eight. So it is important to ground and anchor this peace breathing practice the more and more that you can during this intensifying time. Doing things that invoke peace and being. Simply being invokes peace. Settling down, sitting, quieting the body as a prelude to quieting the mind. Peace. Drinking and eating things that calm you, not pharmaceuticals, which have other properties that add things and prevent us from creating a natural connection with our own peace abilities, but rather focusing on herbs that calm, foods that calm, places in nature that calm. Know that it is important to get to this place, because no amount of you being ratcheted up and stressed with all of the worries of the world is going to help the worries of the world diminish. It's only going to increase them. Unplugging from those systems, devices, and conduits that would stimulate the anxiety is very important at this time. Creating oases of peace in your life is very important, because what's happening is we are now unpeaceful all the time. And it is recommended that if you wish to continue to engage with the media, you then create large oases where you will have peace. Peace to the point where you truly get to that relaxed, calm, centered, grounded place. Otherwise, you will find yourself with a constant stream of fear and anxiety. And again, that is not going to help you in your life. It's not going to help the culture. It's not going to help the world. This is also not about just zoning out. It is not about anesthetizing. It is about naturally calming so that you may engender in yourself
the natural state of peace, and you can call it to yourself eventually at a moment's notice. You may want to even create an altar to peace in your life, or have an image of Irene or an image of peace on an altar or in a sacred place or in a place that you will be reminded to think of peace and cultivate peace whenever you look at it. Again, if you want to use Gloria and Sylvia's suggestion about the olive bar, be our guest. But cultivating this quality as a living being, as a living archetype, as a living goddess, will help you take any meditation or peace practice that you have even deeper. And it creates a relationship with this being, this element, that is reciprocal. This connection with peace can be cultivated personally and also communally. So you may have group ceremonies in honor of peace with the intention of cultivating it among your group. And again, peace is not just the absence of war or a contradiction of war. It is a deep internal process that will be reflected in the external. There are also times of year that foster the cultivation of peace. Wherever you are in the world, where you're going into the darker time of year, that is a time where you can move into peace for a season of several months. Going into the darkness that inspires a stillness, a lessening of activity. The lessening of activity allows you to store your vital energies and fluids for the rest of the year. So, seeing winter as a peace time of year, if you are in a place that has a kind of a winter, whatever that may look like, whether it's cold, whether it's rainy. So we are truly being inspired to cultivate this peace, bring it into ourselves, honor it. This is one of the things that is going to help with the impression of world chaos. And peace can be invoked at a moment's notice through the breath. So you can, in your meditations, install into your breath cycle, or the meaning of breathing for you, the concept and energy of peace. You can couple them together so that any time you take an in-breath and an out-breath, you are immediately bringing peace into your life. This is a deep, magical, esoteric tool and principle that you can use. So I'm inviting you to do that right now, just as you're breathing. Invite in the energy of peace into this breath as a formal constant in your life. And bring the peace into your muscles, even into the marrow of your bones. Let yourself relax. And think now about one thing you can institute in your life in the coming week that will allow you to relax, or that will bring relaxation into your life at least once this week. Just receive this now. So I hope this has been helpful to you. And may we all become reacquainted with peace, Irene, as a personal guide and a collective goddess. Blessed be.